So thank you for joining me. Today's town hall will be combination PTA updates and our school safety. So I'll start out with school safety. And if you have questions, please write it into the chat and I'll respond towards the end. We've had 5 evacuations already, and each one is getting better. Evacuations are when we have to leave the building. We used to call them fire drills, but now the new term is evacuation, because there could be a multitude of reasons why we might have to evacuate the building. Huiling?
OK, 校长说呢，我们今天的市政厅会议呢，其实是有关于更新学前班的情况跟我们学校的安全问题的。然后呢，就是我们到目前为止呢，已经有演练紧急情况呢，必须要离开学校的。以前呢，这些叫做走火警呢，因为呢，现在这些情况呢，就是不一定是走火警呢，我们才需要离开学校的。所以他们现在把它改成了，就是离开。
Okay, the students have gotten better. What happens is that once I ring the evacuation bell, we actually have to start timing. The minutes, we have to like time how many minutes it takes us to evacuate the building, and that is logged onto a system. Our is called online reporting ORS is logged into a system where we do have to put down the time it takes us to evacuate the entire building. And usually when we have this evacuation, everybody has to leave. The nurse, the kitchen staff, school safety, everybody has to leave the building. Huiling?
OK, 校长刚刚说呢，我们呢就是练习演练走疏散，就是离开学校的时候呢，学生们呢，他们现在呢已经越来越好的表现得越来越好了。然后呢，每当校长呢去把那个钟呢去打响的时候呢，他们呢学生就已经准备好了，可以他们要疏散，他们要离开教室，离开学校了。然后呢，每当那个演练开始的时候呢，不单只是学生要全部离开学校，所有的工作人员在学校里面呢都必须要参与这个演练呢，来离开安全一点离开学校的。
OK，
而且呢，我们必须要去把那个时间呢，去放在网上那里呢，让他们知道我们用了多少时间呢，去离开那个学校。
OK， we have a 3K program this year. So what we've done is worked out a system where once the adults hear the evacuation bell, we have adults going in to support the 3K.We know it's difficult to maneuver the stairs quickly. It might even happen when they're having their rest period. So we ring the evacuation bell. We have adults assigned to support the 3K besides Mr. Roddy and Mr. Michael, our America Reese tutor, and Miss Maggie. So it's been very safe, and the 3-year-olds have been getting into the routine.
OK, 校长说呢，我们学校今年呢有3岁的小孩子在我们学校里面是上课的。然后呢，每当我们去疏散或者是演练怎么样离开安全的离开学校的时候呢，都有指定的工作人员呢会去 3K 的那些教室里面呢去帮助他们呢，把他们安全的带离学校的。所以呢，你们不需要担心说在这些演练情况下呢，这些小朋友呢，因为你的小朋友这么小呢，就是说会怕有什么事情发生。其实我们有大人呢，是工作人员呢，是专门的每当演练去疏散的时候呢，都会有支配多一点的大人去帮助那些小朋友的。
Okay, I will have to say that the situations that have happened during the evacuation had nothing to do with the staff or the children exiting the building. What we've had to deal with is irate drivers.Who don't want to wait for the evacuation to end. What we do is we have staff members, building response team members. They stand at the corner of Orchard and Hester and Ludlow and Hester, and we stop traffic. And they stay there until everybody has crossed safely to the school side. We've reported an incident to the 7th Precinct. The 7th Precinct reached out to the driver. The staff was quite quick. They took pictures of the plates and they handled it. They spoke to the driver and gave him a warning.
Okay, 然后呢，通常呢，在演练的时候，我们疏散学生离开学校的时候呢，通常呢，情况呢，都不是有关于学生或者是工作人员呢。通常我们要就是说那些情况呢，就是那些开车的那些人，他们呢，就是不想等，他们就很生气，他们就一直按那个喇叭。然后呢，我们呢，其实呢，有工作人员呢，站在街的中间呢，去把所有的车子呢，都停在那边的。然后呢，我们学校呢，有一些指定的工作人员去做这些事情。而且呢，然后呢，就是说最近这一次呢，有一个就是，开车的那个人员呢，他很不耐烦，然后他一直按铃。然后呢，我们有工作人员呢，去就是把他的那个牌照给照了一张相，然后发给第七警局里面呢。然后第七警局他们有打电话给这个开车的人员呢，去给他一个警告说，每当学校在练习演练走疏散的时候呢，你是必须要安静的在那边等演练完成以后呢，才可以继续开车的。
We've also had, I think, one lockdown. Lockdown is when we have the children stay safely in their classroom. The doors are locked and the windows are covered. Pre-COVID, the children are to move away from the doorway and the windows. During the pandemic, they stay in their seat and we cover the window. And depending on the lockdown, the building response team, we have wardens on each floor. We check the floor. That is when we think there might be a situation in the building. So we have to do two more of those type of lockdowns.
Okay, 那除了呢疏散跟紧急情况要离开学校呢，我们学校也有演练怎么样封锁学校的。Okay, 然后呢，我们已经演练了一次，就是说呢，学生呢就是待在教室里面，然后老师呢会把他们的门锁起来，学生待在他们的位置里面。但是以前呢是没有这个疫情之前呢，他们必须要走去一个地方，就是走在他们教室的一个角角那里呢去躲起来的。但是因为疫情的关系呢，他们必须要待在他们的位置里面，然后呢老师会把他们的窗那门的那个窗户呢给盖住，给堵住，这样子呢小朋友在那里演练。OK, 还有呢就是我们每一层楼呢都会有一个就是有一个工作人员呢去专门去检查看看这些规律，老师有没有锁门啊，小朋友有没有安静的待在教室里面啊，而且呢我们要看看是哪一样的封锁，就会有人去调查这些事情的。
OK, we had one question on the Google form about safety. A parent asked, do we need more support during arrival, dismissal? What can parents do? We had an incident yesterday where two young men approached a male teacher, came real close to his face and said, hello. Then they walked away. The teacher ignored him. Then they went up to another teacher who noticed them and pulled children and a grandma out of the way. But they got really close to her and said hello to her also. She moved away. What a parent witnessed was that they actually went to children and said, boo. These were young adults. It was very obvious that they were stoned because they couldn't walk a straight line. We're gonna put the incident online and I will reach out to the 7th Precinct. We have Detective Soto, who's very involved with the school, and we'll try to come up with some resolutions. Huiling.
Okay, 然后呢，有一个家长呢，在我们呢，就是我们的那个谷歌那个表格里面呢，他们有提问一个问题，就是说有关于安全的顾虑。他说呢，我们学校呢，每当早上的时候，学生上学或者是放学的时候呢，我们还需不需要多一点人呢，去帮助我们，就是帮小朋友 让小朋友进来上学，或者是让他们就是安全的放学。然后呢，因为呢，我们昨天呢有一个情况发生，然后有两个呢年轻的男士呢，他们呢走上去一个老师的面前，对不对？然后呢，他很靠近，很靠近他，然后呢跟他讲你好。然后呢，这个，然后呢，另外一个老师看到这个情况了，然后呢，他把那个他及时就把一个奶奶跟小朋友呢，把他们去把他们挪开，让他们不要跟他们有接触。那两个年轻的男子呢，对不对？他们呢就走到这个老师的面前呢，很靠近，很靠近他，就跟他说你好。但是呢，有其他的家长在放学的时候，有其他的家长他们有看见说，这两个年轻的男士呢，他们两个呢，就是走去其他的小朋友面前呢，去吓他们。然后呢，我们现在呢，把这一件事情呢，已经跟第七分局的警员呢，他们已经，我们已经就是说报案了。然后呢，他们也会呢，就是说加强一点，然后他加强他们的那个安全，然后会巡逻一点。然后呢，这两个男的，其实看起来，因为他们连直线都走不了，所以呢，我们知道他一或者是喝醉了，或者是有其他的状况发生。但是呢，我们觉得你不需要担心，我们已经跟七分局那里报案了。
OK， sorry。Okay, we had another incident. A kindergarten mother had witnessed a homeless man grabbing something from a man on Ludlow Street side. We did call it into the precinct, but they were not able to find any reports of an incident, but they are aware of it.
Okay, 还有呢，就是我们呢在 Ludlow 街那里呢，有一个幼稚园的家长呢，他亲眼目睹了，就是有一个就是无家可归的那些人呢，他去抢一个人的东西。然后呢，我们已经把这件事情呢，对不对？跟那个地区分局呢也报案了，也备案了。但是呢，他们呢，找不到这一个人，很遗憾的，他们找不到这个人。但是我们已经有备案了。
Rest assured that the 7th precinct is aware of it. At one point this week and last week, we only have two school safety agents. One was pulled to Seward Park High School, but they are now back at the school and we have two school safety agents.
OK, 然后呢，这两个星期校长说呢，我们希望你呢不需要担心，因为呢，我们这两件事件呢已经有报案了。然后呢，前两个星期呢，我们学校就只有一个警卫员，因为呢，他们呢在Seward Park 呢，他们需要一些帮助，所以他们把我们其中的一个警卫员呢，把他调过去，暂时调配去那个Seward Park 里面。但是今天呢，我们现在呢就有两个警卫员了，所以你不需要担心。
Okay, please, if you have any concerns about safety, please throw it into the chat. You know, I know we do this once a month, so there's a lot of catch up because things are changing. Hui Ling.
校长说呢，如果你们有任何有关于安全的顾虑的话呢，或者是有安全的问题的话呢，你们都可以在留言那里呢去提交你的问题的，然后我们会尽量的解答你的疑问的。
Okay, starting tomorrow, we will be allowing the pre-K students to come in at 8 o'clock with the rest of the school. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it will go well. This will make it easier for parents who have children in the upper grades so that they can actually let them both in, you know, at the same time and they don't have to wait outside. And it's not mandatory. They are more than welcome to wait till, well, pre-K families are more than welcome to wait till 8:20 or so. Hui Ling.
Okay, 然后从明天开始呢，校长说呢，我们将迎接我们的学前班的小朋友8点钟呢可以进来学校里面了。校长说呢，他希望呢这一切呢都可以，就是说帮助家长呢可以，就是如果你有高年级的小朋友的话呢，你不需要在外面那里等20分钟呢，再把你的小朋友呢放来学校读书的。所以他这个样子做呢，其实呢， 是希望你可以同一时间八点钟的时候呢把两个小孩子都放来上学，这样子你们就可以去上班。但是呢如果你们想就是让你的小朋友还是在八点二十上学的话呢，你们还是可以继续的八点二十上学的。
Okay, we have a question about school photos. Well, we have school photos this year. We plan to do individual student photos. They came out of guidance. There'll be no class photos, and that's DOE guidance. There is no way that they could do it safely. The children will be too close, and they won't have their mask on. So I think, the policy is that there's no class photo. We will do individual student photos.
Okay, 在那个提交 Google 表格的上面呢又有一个问题，有关于就是说相片今年呢会不会照，小朋友会不会照相。然后呢教育局呢刚刚他们有跟我们讲，就是跟校长跟学校说呢，他们最新的规律有关于照相，他们呢你们是可以有个人单人像，但是呢小朋友呢不可以有一个教室的整体的照相。为什么呢？是因为呢他们呢想不到什么样方法呢来安全的让所有的小朋友呢可以站在一起拍照，而且呢他们拍照的时间呢是不戴口罩的。所以呢在那个情况下呢他们就是规定说不可以照全体教室像，只可以照单人像。
Okay, the next thing on my agenda is school tours. We'll be offering tours to in families who are attending PS 42. We'll probably do it mid-November to end of November. The first families we will let in will be the families who have never been in the building. That is our 3K families, some our pre-K families, our kindergarten families, and you know, a lot of our first grade families, since many of our kindergarten students were remote. And then we will proceed from there. We're trying to work out a system where we can safely bring you in. It will probably be before the school day. It is quite difficult for us to have it at the end of the day, in the evening, only because there's concerns about safety. And if I bring people in, they can't clean the school in time for the next day. So please be on the lookout. We will give everybody enough notice. It won't be a grand tour around the building. What we will do is take you to your child's classroom. And you can see the learning environment. You can see the cafeteria, how the tables are marked off. And if we can figure out how to do it safely, you might be able to revisit some of the public spaces like the gym and the multi-purpose room. Hui Ling.
Okay, 然后校长说呢，我们即将开始呢，会让家长呢来参观我们的学校。OK, 然后呢，通常会几时开始呢？就是11月中到11月底，我们就会呢有就是我们会发放那个学校的 APP 里面呢，给你们一些资料有关于参观我们的学校。然后呢，我们首先呢会让三岁的小朋友的家长跟我们学前班的家长跟我们的幼稚园跟有可能是一年级的家长来先参观我们的学校。为什么呢？是因为他们是从来都没有进来过我们的学校，基于疫情的问题呢，他们是从来都没有看过学校是怎么样子的。然后呢我们呢如果呢就是说时间可许的话呢，我们会慢慢的去看看其他有没有其他的家长想参观我们的学校，我们会给你们让你们有时间可以参观这个学校的。然后呢我们现在呢正在规划怎么样做安全的做这一件事情。然后呢校长说呢有可能是学校开门之前，就是8点钟之前呢可以呢让你们进来参观学校。然后呢为什么不可以在下午呢？是因为呢我们学校一放学以后呢，所有的那个清理的工作人员呢他们都必须要进行大扫除跟消毒的。但如果我们让你下午进来的话呢，他们呢有可能呢不够时间呢去把所有的教室里面呢都消毒跟清理干净，让小朋友明天回来上学的。 OK， 然后呢，在这一个参观学校里面呢，我们大概会让你参观你小朋友的教室，看看他们学习的教室里面是什么样的情况。然后呢，有可能给你们带你们去看参观那个饭厅，然后呢，可以让你们看到饭厅上面呢，他们怎么样是社交距离3尺，这样子你们可以就是说知道他们在吃饭的情况是怎么样的。如果时间可许的话呢，有可能带你们去参观其他公用的地方 ，OK。但是如果时间不可许的话呢，就不好意思了。但我们现在还在规划怎么样安全的把你们带进来我们学校里面，让你们可以参观你小朋友每天上课学习的情况。
Okay, devices. We are aware that many of our new students and many of the students that are not new are still waiting for devices, the iPads. Ms. Lipsky has been battling with the DOE for months. We finally resolved the issue.And they know that we are expecting over 200 iPads. They promised us that the minute they get some, they will send it to us. It won't be 200 all at once. If they could secure 50 from high schools where the seniors are returning it, they'll send it to us. They've also placed an order for a lot of iPads, but due to delays in shipping,the DOE is still waiting for it. But the minute we get the iPads, we will distribute the iPads. And they know that we need over 200. So rest assured, you'll get it. We just don't know when.
OK， 校长说呢，有关于教育局的 iPad， 对不对？然后呢，我们其实知道。OK， 所有的新生，不管是新生还是你在我们学校读了一阵子呢，我们都知道呢，你们有需要，有要求要 iPad。OK， 但是呢，而且也在等这个 iPad。然后呢 ，Ms. Lipsky， 我们的副校长呢，其实跟教育局呢，他们经常都有沟通。然后呢，他们呢，就是说，之前呢是说他们觉得我们不需要，但是呢 ，Ms. Lipsky 呢，他已经就是说。沟通了，让他们知道我们在我们学校里面有这个需求，所以呢，教育局已经通过了，说批准了，我们可以拿到大概200架 iPad。OK， 几时我们不知道，他们几时会寄给我们。OK， 他们说呢，每当他们只要有 iPad 可以给我们的话呢，他们有可能呢会50个50个这样送给我们，因为他们必须要从高中那里呢。对不对？去收回来那些毕业生、高中毕业生的那些 iPad， 那重新洗刷了以后呢，再拿再给我们学校寄过我们学校，让我们可以发放给新的学生用。OK， 而且教育局呢，他们也有购买一些新的 iPad， 但是呢，到现在他们还没有收到任何的 iPad。但是我们想告诉你呢，就是我们知道你们需要 iPad， 我们也在尽量的把这些 iPad 呢。准时的 给你们，但是我们真的不知道何时可以给你们。只要我们收到的，我们就会发放给你们。我们收到了，我们就会发放给你们。
Okay, Halloween, that's happening this Friday at PS42. All children are welcome to wear costumes. We do ask that if your child wants to change, send in a change of clothes.And they must be able to change themselves out of the costume. We as adults cannot really go in the bathroom to support them. They are welcome to wear it all day. Each class will be doing their own celebration, some by grade, some by class. Please be prepared. Your child will be coming home with quite a bit of treats. Our hope is that if we do a lot of the festivities in school,they might be too tired to ask you to go trick-or-treating.
Okay, so 校长说 are you done?
Yes.
Okay, 有关于万圣节呢，是这个星期五。然后万圣节呢，你的小朋友呢是可以穿，就是说他们想穿的服装进来。如果你的小朋友呢想中途换衣服的话呢，我们呢会 建议你呢去在他的书包里面放一套可以让他换回去他原本的衣服，但是呢他们必须要自己可以换，因为教育局的规矩就是说大人呢其实不可以呢进去厕所里面跟小朋友共用一个地方的，所以呢我们是不可以帮他们换回他们平常穿的那些衣服的，所以他们必须要自己懂得跟会怎么样换的。还有呢就是每一个教师呢都会有他们自己的就是说庆祝那个万圣节的节目的 OK， 然后呢我们想让你们知道你的小朋友当天呢会有很多很多很多的糖果拿回家，然后呢其实我们为什么会这个样子做呢，是因为我们希望他们在学校里面把所有的精力都用完了以后呢，他们回家的时候不会烦你去叫你们出去跟他们去讨糖，因为他们呢本身已经拥有了讨了很多很多的糖了。You muted me.
Yep, I realized that my dogs were barking. Anyhow, our school is really focusing on read alouds. We're sharing stories with your children about different topics. What we will do at the end of every month, we will share the read alouds with you. In many cases, we do have the books in school, and what you will get is on a YouTube, and it is someone reading the story aloud. So you might want to look at it. You might want your child to revisit it. We leave that up to you, but we'll send it out at the end of every month.
Okay, 我们学校呢会即将会有很多很多的阅读。OK， 然后呢这个阅读呢我们是想让小朋友呢可以接触到不同的题材，而且呢我们呢也会我们也有购买这些书呢，其实是放在教室里面给他们够用的，然后但是呢每个月呢我们都会把这个阅读的连接会发放给家长，如果你们有兴趣去听一听这些小朋友在学校里面听的一些什么样的阅读啊，或者是你想知道小朋友在阅读的时候是听一些什么题材的话呢，我们建议你呢去 YouTube 那里上面呢去听一听这些阅读的书。
OK health screening, We will continue giving hard copies out for families. I know sometimes it's easier just to hand that over, but we will also encourage you to get the digital app so that you could just show us a check and we can let your child in. On a day like this morning, you know, I know it's really difficult. Everybody's getting wet, but it would be a lot easier if we see the check and we let your child in. And you know, we'll be making phone calls to see if we can support it. I have a question. Yeah, I know I was gonna get to that, Ms. Lipsky. On a rainy day like today, a parent had asked, can they bring the kids to inside of the hall of the school building to change their raincoats and rain boots? I'm sorry, but on a regular school day when we have over 500 students in, we can't have that. Even if you could prove you're fully vaccinated, it is too crowded. The indoor yard is full of children sitting on the dots 3 feet apart. If you come in the hallway, we have breakfast set up so they could grab breakfast. It is not possible. What you can do is school connects the teacher and the teacher will support your child changing out of their boots or their raincoat. Hui Ling.
Okay. So, 校长说呢，有关于呢每天要填的教育局的健康调查表 ，OK， 我们还是呢会发放那些纸让你回家填，但是校长建议你们，非常非常的建议你们呢，就是去用你们的手机呢去下载那一个 APP， 然后呢在家里呢在手机上面填好那个表格，因为呢你进来的好像今天下大雨的时候呢，你只要给我们看那个打勾，我们就会让你的小朋友进去了，然后那些纸呢在下雨天的时候全部都弄湿的时候呢，对不对？就比较麻烦而已。所以呢，我们建议你呢去用那个手机上面的那个健康调查表来填，然后再给我们看。 OK， 然后如果你需要帮助的话呢，我们即将也会打电话呢给一些家庭，教你们怎么样去运用那个手机上面的那个网呢，这样子呢，你可以方便简单的，可以只要给我们看那个打勾，你就可以走了，就不需要再填那个纸张了。还有呢，有一个家长提问说，好像今天下的这么大雨，他说呢，可不可以让家长跟小朋友进去呢，帮助你们的小朋友把他们的雨衣脱掉，或者是雨鞋换成普通的鞋子？校长说呢，在平时就算不下雨的天，我们学校早上呢都非常非常的挤跟忙啊。然后呢，我们根本就没有地方呢是可以让你们去把你们的带去一个地方呢，让你们把你的小孩子呢把雨衣换掉啊，雨鞋换掉啊，我们是没有的。所以非常不好意思，我们不可以让你进来。就算你可以证明说你已经打了疫苗，我们还是不可以让你进来，因为早上有太多事情呢。就是太多小朋友在我们的一楼里面，我们分不出来地方给你们。但是你们可以通过我们学校的 APP School Connects 呢，去跟他们的老师讲，老师呢会在教室里面呢尽量帮助你的小朋友呢，把他们的雨鞋换掉，把雨衣脱掉的。
Okay, thank you. I'm going to address the package that we sent home. We sent home not for 3K, but for pre-K and up packets of work. Those packets are for days when your child is home. So if your child is home due to illness, or they have to, if they are sneezing, you want to keep them home. Instead of school connecting the teacher to ask for work, have them do the packet. So if a child is out one day, they do day one. If they're out another day, they do day two. If they come back to school and they're fine, but they're absent like 3 weeks later, then they do day three. It's not meant to be extra work for the weekend. We are only giving out 5 days worth of work. If they can complete those 5 days and they're not feeling well, they deserve a break. We have the Google Classroom set up. The only time the teachers use the Google Classroom is when your child is home due to a closure caused by due to a closure by the school. So if your child's home, and it was a breakthrough, they tested positive over the weekend. We don't go into Google Classroom to do any office hours. They do the packet. Now, if someone in school tests positive and it causes your child to be quarantined, that's when the teacher will go on and support your child. Hui Ling.
OK，校长说呢，我们呢好像这个星期呢有发放一个好像那个功课的小包呢，是给所有在学前班到5年级的学生里面的。那一些功课包其实不是多余的功课让他们做哦，那个功课包其实是让他们呢在家里生病的时候啊，或者是不舒服的时候啊，可以在家里做的。OK，因为呢有些家长呢，他小朋友没有上课的时候，他们通常都会就是通过我们学校的 APP 呢，叫学老师呢给一点功课给他们做，然后呢，然后就是想校长想说让家长不需要再通过那个学校的 APP 让老师给小朋友一些东西做，对不对？你那里就已经有5天的功课可以让小朋友呢去做，但是呢，他不是每一天都一次把它做完，你只有拿到这5天而已。OK，还有的就是说呢，我们学校的谷歌教室，老师的谷歌教室已经弄好了，但是呢，谷歌教室呢不是呢给你的小朋友上去呢是上课，他不舒服上课的。谷歌教室呢其实是用在如果学校里面呢有一个，就是说反阳性的。小朋友呢是有那个新型冠状病毒反阳性的，然后呢，你呢，你的小朋友或者是其他小朋友都必须要居家隔离的时候呢，老师才会在谷歌教室里面放一些他们要做的作业。OK，如果你的小朋友是生病或者是 他星期六去检验的时候呢，他发现他是反阳性的，必须要待在家里。谷歌教室就是不是给他们上的，他们可以用学校发给他们那个五天的作业，让他们去可以继续的学习。但是那五天的作业呢，你不要说就是说他们星期六星期天做完功课的时候就叫他们做那个，不是的，那个是说如果他们真的是有一点点不舒服必须要待在家里的时候呢，他们可以拿那个小包来做这些作业的。
OK、we saw okay, sorry. We sent out information on School Connects today, and we'll also put it posted on the website. There, and we have to thank Kat, Katrina, a mom. We were all notified on Chalkbeat that there's emergency broadband service, and you can get your internet for $50. There's a full application fee. We posted it in different languages. Please look through it. If you need help, call us. I do have to give you a warning, and this is thank Ms. Nina. She has heard that people who sign up for this, once they end it, they might have trouble going back to the old service and getting the same rate. So, you know, please be aware of that. Hui Ling.
OK， 我们呢学校呢通过呢你也看到我们学校的 APP 呢有三个就是有关于有关于就是宽带就是无线上网的，就是说政府有补助50块给每一个家庭的。然后呢我们是这个家长呢 Katrina 呢他告诉我们的 OK， 那你们呢可以呢就是说去咨询一下去查看一下。如果你们需要填表格的话呢，你可以通知我们，跟问我们，我们可以帮你填一个表格。但是 Ms. Nina 呢，她说呢，如果这一个就是如果他们的50块钱这个东西结束的话呢，她不知道你可不可以呢，就是重新回去你以前付的那个价钱呢。所以在你们要填这个表格之前呢，也要想一想说，等，因为这个不是长久的，就是暂时性的给你，就是紧急的让你们有宽带的那个，让你们可以就是说不需要从你们自己的口袋里面付这个线上宽带的那个钱，但是呢完结以后呢，你们有可能呢不可以恢复到以前的那个价，你付的那个价钱，所以呢我们希望让你们知道有一些什么样的后果。
So Parents Teachers Conference will be happening. We are letting the teachers schedule other time sessions besides Thursday. We find that it alleviates a lot of stress and some families can't make it on that specific day. We are allotting 10 minutes each family. Please don't worry. If you need more time, just School Connects the teacher and we will make arrangements that you can have a more in-depth conversation. It just can't be that day because they schedule a lot of conferences. So please, you know, it will appear rushed. They're gonna really give you specific information about your child's progress. And if you have more questions, that's why we have School Connects. We could set up time for another phone call or Zoom. Hui Ling.
Okay.有关于呢教师家长会议呢，我们现在呢已经在就是老师已经跟很多家长呢开始预约了。然后呢我们呢其实让老师呢可以提前预约呢，就除了那个星期四以外呢，我们还可以让他提前预约家长，是因为呢我们不需要，我们知道有些家长呢就是说星期四那一天呢他们是不可以来参加这个会议的。所以呢我们呢就是让老师可以提前，这样子呢你也不会这么焦虑，老师也不会这么焦虑，就是这样子呢你们可以呢在那一天或者是提前一点的时候呢可以跟老师有沟通的。每一个小朋友每一个老师呢都只会，就是说每一个家长只可以有10分钟的时间，因为呢他们有很多的小朋友跟很多的家长要见， 如果呢，如果你真的需要多一点时间的话呢，你可以通过我们学校的 APP 呢，去写一个短信给老师，老师呢，他们就会去找另外一个时间呢，是可以跟你详谈有关于你所担心任何东西呢，都可以在那个时间详谈。但是呢，家长老师会议呢，对不对？只有每个家长只有十分钟。OK， 我们学校有这个学校的 APP 呢，就是让老师可以跟你有更好的沟通，所以你不需要担心的。只要通过这个 APP 跟老师联系，老师会找其他的时间跟你详谈你的小朋友。
OK， Yo, I'm so proud. I went through my entire agenda. Hui Ling, I'm gonna ask.
校长说呢，他把他今天所要讲的东西一次全部都讲完了。
Okay, question number one from Jennifer Reyes. Hi, Ms. Lee, how often is the school left with just one school safety officer? Do you feel there's a need for more? Jennifer, thank you for asking that question. We have Mr. T and Ms. Reyes. They are our two school safety agents. They first told us that they will be removing school safety agents because of the vaccine mandate. A big percentage of the force chose to retire because they were ready to retire. They lost another percentage of the force for because they were non-vaccinated. But the reality is the few days that we were down to one, someone in Seward Park, one of the school safety agents in Seward Park went on vacation. So they took the Monday before the vacation, they took the vacation, they took the Friday after vacation, which left us with one school safety agent. I am in charge. I have been in contact with the commanding officer. 7th Precinct knows, but because we are low incident, you know, they just think that they can take the school safety agent away. But everybody involved is aware of my feelings about that. If I need parental support, I will let everybody know. So thank you for asking. And do I feel like there's a need for more? One more would be wonderful. Three, because we have arrival and dismissal in three different sides of the school. But that won't happen only because there is a shortage. Hui Ling.
Okay. 然后这个家长问呢，其实呢，学校呢有多就是几时呢会有，就是说有多长时间呢只会有一个那个。保安人员，或者是呢，校长呢，会不会觉得呢，我们需要更多的保安员 ？OK， 然后呢，我们想跟你校长想跟你讲，就是说呢，我们其实呢，会有一个保安员，是因为有很多的情况。第一呢，就是因为那个市长呢，他要求所有的人呢都去打疫苗，然后呢，很多人呢，他们就觉得是时间了。可以离开了，他们可以退休了，所以有一大部分的人呢，他们选择提前退休，然后另外一部分呢是没有打疫苗的，所以那一天呢，对不对？他们呢，我们那几天呢，只有一个保安人员，是因为呢，在我们学校临近有另外一个学校是 Super Park， 它里面呢有一个就是保安人员呢，他是星期五他去vacation 的时候，他星期五请假，然后星期一又请假，所以呢，让他们呢少了一个保安人员在他们的学校里面呢，所以他们必须要安排一些其他的人员呢去补充那个人在那个学校里面的作用的。OK， 还有呢，就是说我们通常呢学校呢然后呢。就是我们学校，因为我们学校没有很多的问题，所以呢，他们觉得我们学校有一个保安人员就已经足够了。但是呢，在经过这些情况下呢，他们呢有可能呢，对不对？就会说让我们持续的会，就他们持续的会有两个。但是呢，这个保安这个家长问呢，说有没有需要多一点？三个会比较好一点呢？因为我们早上呢，通常有一个在前面，有一个在后面。然后呢，我们说三个的时候呢，会比较好。如果有任何的时间，我们需要家长的帮助来做保安人员的话呢，我们会通过我们学校的 APP 去通知所有的家长的。谢谢你们。You're muted.
I'll do that again. Abigail Moshenko, your question was the easiest for me to answer. I'm sorry you had to wait so late. Dismissal on November 4th is 11:30. Please be on time. Many of our teachers plan to rush home to do the Parents Teachers Conference. So it would be really helpful. We, like whenever possible, we do try to close the building down so they could start cleaning as soon as possible. So November 4th, dismissal is at 11:30. Huiling.
这个家长问呢，说11月4号半天的时候是几点钟放学的 ？OK， 11月4号半天，因为呢是家长会，学生呢会是11点半放学，所以呢我们希望每个家长呢都可以按时准时的来接学生，因为呢有些老师呢会去想赶回家里面呢去跟你们家长开会议的，而且呢每当有可能的时候呢，我们都想把学校呢就是早一点关闭之后呢，让他们可以进行大扫除跟大消毒。
Okay, November 2nd election day, there will be no live instruction. It will be asynchronous, meaning that work will be posted in Google Classroom.
Okay.
Okay.
11月2号选举日。OK， 是小朋友呢会在 Google 就是说没有线上学习，没有老师教他们学习，没有线上学习，他们会去谷歌教室里面呢去做一些事，做一些功课，跟做一些读书上面的东西。
OK， is there after school on November 4th? It depends on the after school matters that. Can you tell me? Okay.What we will do is we will reach out to the after schools. Ms. Lipsky will reach out to them and we will post it whether there is after school or not. I know CPC has after school. We don't know about the others. I'm pretty sure Victoria's children will. We will double check with Grand Street Settlement and University Settlement, okay? Each after school program operates differently. There will be no ISS.Because ISS is in the building and we need the building. So there will be no ISS.
Okay, 这个家长问呢 ,11 月4号半天那一天呢有没有补习班，然后校长说呢要看看你去哪一个补习班，但是我们的副校长呢会去联系那些补习班，问问看他们11月4号呢有没有补习班的。CBC 是有的。然后 Victoria 应该也有，但是我们不确定。OK, Grand 跟那个 University Settlement 呢，我们都会去跟他们做联系。
Olga just posted, so we'll post on School Connects. CPC is open. Huiling, can you
OK, 然后 Ms.、我们的副校长 Ms. Lipsky 呢，他会在那个我们学校的 APP 发放这些资料，然后呢就是 CPC 他有开 ,ISS 是没有开的，你们可以去那个我们学校的 APP 去咨询这些事情。
Creator's Voice.Is open, they will pick up at 11:30.
Okay, Creator's Voice, 他们有开，他们11点半会来接小朋友。
Grand Street Settlement is open, but they will not pick up children, which means the parents can pick up and bring them to Grand Street Settlement.
Okay, Grand Street Settlement, 呢他们是有开，但是他们不来学校接小朋友，所以呢，就是家长必须要接了小朋友，把他们带去 Grand Street Settlement, 呢才可以进行课后补习。
Okay, University Settlement is closed.
University Settlement 11月4号是没有课后补习的，所以你必须要来学校接走学生。
Okay, all right, I think that's it. Please, always, feel free to email us, School Connects us, School Connects the PTA. The PTA will be sending out a survey soon.They really want to get a sense of when families want this meeting. Is the audio that's posted on our website helpful? So they'll send more information out.
Okay, 校长说呢， 所有的资料，如果你有任何的问题呢，就是说通过我们学校的 APP 呢，去就是说发给校长跟副校长。如果你要电邮他们也可以的。然后我们学校的家教会呢，他们呢，会就是发放一个调查表给你们，让他们做参考。所以呢，我们希望你们可以就是去检查一下，去填那个调查表，这样子我们就知道你们需要一些什么东西。
Woo, we finished in an hour, less than an hour. So I will bid you all good night. Have a wonderful evening. I'm glad everybody's safe at home. And once again, please, if you have any concerns, reach out. If you have suggestions, reach out. We will try to resolve everything.
OK, 校长说呢，今天的会议 到此结束了。如果你有任何的问题呢，可以通过我们学校的 APP 去发给校长跟副校长呢，我们会尽量的去帮你解决任何你们有的问题。
Oh, Kenzie's mom asked, when are PTA dues due? They're working on the notice. They'll probably ask sometime in mid-November.So they
okay.
are definitely, yeah, they're definitely working on the notice. They're trying to decide what would be a good amount, the right amount. Yeah, so they'll be sending out notification.
Okay, 这个 Kenzie 的妈妈她问呢，我们家教会的那个会费呢是几时呢要交的？然后呢，校长说呢，他们现在呢，家教会的成员他们正在商量，到底今年这个家教会的费用呢，必须要。看一看说家长可以就是说交多少，他们现在呢还没有决定，然后呢他们呢决定好以后呢，他们会发一张就是通知单给家长让你们知道。
Oh, by the way, chess started and it's very nice. Violin started very nice. Second graders are starting the ukulele very nice.
OK, 校长说呢在我们的学校呢西洋棋呢已经开始了，然后呢，西洋棋呢就是说，今年就是说非常非常的好，而且呢，小提琴也开始了，跟小朋友二年级的小朋友呢正在学六弦琴，所以呢，所有的项目都开始了，都非常非常的好。
Okay, good night.
好，晚安，拜拜。
Bye.